It's the best country, Minnesota 93. TJ here in studio with you this morning while you're listening at work. Christine Nessler joins me now from Freedom Home Care. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Well, we want to kind of address something we talked about when you were in last week, and that was that virtual dementia experience that was being offered. And due to the weather, that ended up not being able to happen, but the response to the event was great. And in fact, almost everybody is able to come back to the rescheduled date, but we are looking at maybe expanding and getting some more people in to experience that, right?
Yeah, we had such a great response to that whole dementia experience. We were offering the virtual dementia tour and then also the Dementia Friends information session. And we unfortunately had to reschedule for January 17th because of the weather, but we had a full house. And we had such a great response that we're actually planning another event for February, date to be determined. But if that's something that you're interested, you should give me a call or shoot me an email and let me know about that, because I already have a waiting list for the next event, which is just really exciting. But it just goes to show there's such a need out there for that support.
Yeah, well, that's really good to hear. So we'll get to contact info in just a minute if you're looking to contact Christine and get yourself on the waiting list or signed up for February's event when it comes up. Another thing we want to talk about is something we can get some info on your website, and we'll give those folks that address address soon too. But the Family Learning Center can really help out with people that are providing home care right now on their own or maybe need your guys' help somewhere along the way.
Yeah, so we realize that there's so many people out there that are providing care on their own, family caregivers, and we fully support that. And oftentimes we're able to come in and support the caregiver that's supporting their loved one. So whether that be with respite care or occasional help or even just resources. So we do have this online learning center, the Family Learning Center, on our website, and it really has a lot of just great content. There's a whole section on Alzheimer's disease. There's another whole section on memory care, caregiver basics. There's even a section that really talks about caregivers taking care of themselves. So, and you can watch videos, you can download, you know, bullet point PDFs with just the facts. So it's really a great resource, a free resource for people that are doing some caregiving on their own and just need a little bit of extra support.
Well, I know the website is a great place to go for those resources and contact information, which we promised just a minute ago. So if we're going to hit up the website or want to give you guys a call and get the info that we need, where do we find you guys?
Yeah, so I'm going to throw out a lot of contact information here, but the website is a great place to start. So that's freedomhomecarellc.com. That has the Family Learning Center. That has a contact form if you want to get in touch with me. But I do also recommend, if you want to send me an email and find out more about that event that we're hoping to get scheduled for February as a follow-up event for the virtual dementia tour, you can email me at cnessler@freedomhomecarellc.com.
All right, a lot of info there.
There's a lot of info.
Yeah. But otherwise, freedomhomecarellc.com is the web address. Christine with me today. Thank you very much.
Thank you.